you probably have a power too. What's your power?
Well, I just think quickly on my feet.
Do we know of any kind of rule that you're not allowed to walk around at night? Okay.
Nope.
Okay, curfew.
Well, we have
you're just not allowed, if there's a locked door, you're not allowed in it.
Gotcha.
Basically. So most of the classrooms are locked. The library is usually open all night. Mm. There's certain sections that aren't. Okay, so are you just wandering around aimlessly? Or is there any particular place that you're going?
What's the layout of this place like?
Well, there's a bunch of buildings that are connected via portals.
Okay.
Portals. There are hallways as well.
Okay.
You've been to several of the buildings so far. The one with Gatok is like a glass dome with a big forest in it.
Okay.
You've been to several of the different lecture halls, things like that. There's the cafeteria, there's the library. There's like a combat arena slash gymnasium.
Okay.
Some place.
You guys said that you noticed something about Professor Sharp. Maybe we can head that direction. Maybe you can go ask him.
Awesome.
Can I go to the combat arena trying to level up?
So there's a...
We're doing a thing!
He might be in his office. He might be in his classroom, might be in his office. There's also like a dorm for the faculty as well. Like they live on campus. Unless he's working late, he would most likely be in his dorm.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say we walk in that direction. Maybe we'll run into Vulcan, but I don't know where to look.
Perhaps we can find Professor Sharp in his dorm. Mm.
Okay. Okay, so you start heading in that direction, roll perception checks.
18.
Do you get any pluses?
No.
15 plus 1, 16.
Okay, so there's a full moon tonight. You guys find yourself outside in like a courtyard. There's a large area with like a fountain in the center. And there's several, there's like a building basically surrounding it, or four buildings
mm-hmm.
surrounding it. At the top of all the buildings, they're all linked with like a walkway, almost.
Okay.
Like, all their terraces are connected in this sort of walkway area. If you're on this end of the courtyard, you two both see a figure walking that is at least the same height and build as Vulcan, but it's not wearing a mask. You can't make out more than pale skin, a shock of white, and their long black hair. You can tell that they appear to be an elf.
That appears to be an elf.
Huh?
Which Vulcan is not.
The what?
Right?
Where?
Are we sure he's not?
He appears to be an elf. We can go ask that guy. I don't know who that is.
Well, I can imagine
like,
you're talking about
elf.
Huh?
Where? I'm an elf.
Do you point him out?
Yeah.
You point him out.
Oh, okay.
You see him.
Oh. I didn't know where it was before.
Oh.
He rolled a 3.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
I rolled a 3. I'm like, where? I'm like looking around everywhere trying to find it.
What do your elf eyes see?
How far away are they?
The other side of the courtyard.
Okay.
So it's a full moon. Like, you could yell and maybe they would hear you.
Gotcha. Can I perceive at it now that I know where it is? Or no?
You can try.
Now that it's been pointed out by someone else? No.
Can I try to perceive?
I guess there is a person over there, right?
I guess
there is a person.
You can tell that it's an elf with a shock of white hair and
right.
their long black hair.
Okay, right. Let's go over and ask him if they've seen Vulcan.
Some weird shrouded man wearing a mask.
I mean, we're at school.
Looking at it, you have this feeling, this pit in your stomach and excitement. It looks like someone you knew. Do you remember your dream?
Mm-hmm. Do I recognize it from my dream, too?
Yes.
Hmm. I guess we go over there.
Do you know this person?
I believe so. I guess we walk over.
Okay.
Well, you're going to have to run. Oh. They're entering a building.
All right.
Race there.
I guess I run, and I yell out the word, Adeline!
So he starts to sprint off yelling Adeline.
Okay.
What do you two do?
I sprint after him. I don't want him to beat me up. I don't know who this person is. What they jump him?
All right.
I'm dangerous.
Roll athletics.
Roll athletics.
Everyone who's running.
Open the door. Oh, damn it.
Is that dexterity?
It's athletics, it's strength.
13.
It should be fourth from the top in your
I don't have
skills.
Any pluses.
Oh. 12. I have 12.
12.
Okay. So you run around the top. He was in the bottom of the courtyard when he entered the building. So you can either go into the same building on the upper level, or try and go down the stairs and enter in the same door he did.
We should split up. Trap this guy.
So going down would take longer, but that's where he entered.
Yep.
If we go in the top, how high? Like, top is like multiple floors up?
Three stories.
If you're trying to ask this guy questions, I don't know if it's smart to...
I mean, he recognizes him.
Well, just, I guess go in the top of his air and then run down to the bottom, right?
Okay. So you go in the top.
Either way.
You find yourself in the library. Roll perception.
Just them?
Everyone.
So I run into the library, I look around. Damn it.
17.
Not very perceptive. Give me that Dale Jack.
14.
Just when I was reaching for.
14.
I'll give it a time.
I'll give you one.
No, I'll give it a time.
What's the dice jail again?
It's for the bad dice. It hasn't rolled a one yet.
Is that a little thing?
Yeah, it's for bad dice. You put bad dice in there when they're naughty.
It's stuck in there. It's jailed.
Yeah, yeah. They have time to think about what they've done.
Yeah.
And to do better next time.
Next time, roll better.
Okay.
So, Torque, as you are entering, you see a flash of purple-red light from a building to the left.
Okay.
Do I see the door that would lead down or anything?
So he sees that. You're going in the library, and there are, like, stairs that go down.
Well, I don't see it, so I imagine I keep running in.
Yep.
Trying to get down to the bottom floor where Adam was.
I suppose I, because I noticed this, I don't want to ignore it. I might go and try to check out the source of the light.
Okay. What about Thane?
Well, I think you should go with one of them.
Okay.
Try to think which one.
Love the answer.
I want to go with the lower.
Okay, so in the library. So while you are heading to the mysterious light and you guys are chasing the mysterious elf, I need Calvin alone for a second. This is earlier in the day. It's like evening or twilight. Like the sun is still there, but you can see the moon.
Like dusk?
Yeah, dusk. So you're walking along a hallway that is completely windowed. The way that the sunset is reflecting, though, it makes the windows almost like mirrors, and you catch a glimpse of yourself in them. And then you notice that it appears to come out of you and start screaming. Roll perception.
11.
Okay. So this all familiar blackness seems to be escaping and is screaming something, but it's making no sound that you can see in its reflection. A few moments later, you feel a prick in your neck. You look around, and you see Professor Sharp.
Okay.
Holding a syringe.
Did he take something or inject something? Is it full or empty?
It is empty.
Okay.
And darkness envelops you, and you become unconscious.
Okay.
You awake sometime later on a cold metal table. Leather straps dig into your chest, skin, wrists, and forehead. You can only see a black stone ceiling with bright runes carved in it, lit by torchlight. You hear Headmaster Vish, Professor Sharp, and a third, somewhat familiar voice of an old woman talking. When you're finally awake enough to understand what they're saying, you hear the woman say, "He's waking up! Quick! Another dose!" Another prick in the neck, you are again swallowed by the darkness. Finally, you awake. This time, on a couch in Headmaster Vish's office.
Laying down?
Yes.
Okay.
He sees you stir.
Okay.
He says, "Yes, I hope you don't mind, but you can understand we had to take certain precautions."
"I understand your worry for your own safety. However, the loss of control might have backfired somewhat."
"Perhaps, but I couldn't let it know what was happening. You remember what you said to me when I asked you why you wanted to come to this school?"
See, do I remember? Was it to learn to control the thing and possibly get rid of it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
"Well, we've been studying, and we've at least have a temporary solution." He puts his hand here.
Okay.
"And you realize that you're wearing an amulet. The outer edge is a red ring that seems to have a lightning storm circling around it. but instead of lightning, it's gold runes and letters that flash. Inside the ring appears to be some sort of black stone, but when you look at it, it looks like a black portal surrounded by purple space and stars. That will keep it dormant, we think. How do you feel?
Somewhat groggy, but my faculties are here.
Do you feel its presence?
So much of me is gone, I don't know what is me anymore. I do feel something, but not the same. I do feel something, yes.
Well, we believe that it will keep it dormant, but only temporarily. You can even see now the cracks starting to develop. Looks like when you burn a piece of wood with electricity and it sort of shoots out.
Mm-hmm.
Like that is starting of some sort of red material from the center. It'll break eventually, but hopefully it'll buy us some time.
How long?
We're not sure.
I understand. I am indebted for your efforts. I am somewhat worried of the reaction that will take place when it finally does break, should we not find a more permanent solution.
We have considered this as well, but if this does work, it will tell us a lot about the being, we think. The fact that it reacted the way it did to it has already led us on some new avenues.
Yes.
Of thought.
It was definitely distressed before I was taken. Like it was trying to warn me, but it seemed more worried for itself. It didn't share anything with me to try and preserve me.
Good. Good. Progress. You better get some sleep. I understand that you have an ingredient gathering adventure coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So I would best get some rest and keep us apprised as to the amulet's wholeness.
I will.
Okay.
Thank you, Headmaster. Guess I return to the dormitory.
You do. It is empty.
As expected.
Go ahead and get them.
Alrighty.
Actually, before you get back,
okay,
you run into them in the hallway.
Okay.
Now I know you're going. Could be back somewhere.
Runs into who in the hallway?
Him.
Surprise, surprise.
So like he was heading towards that light in the building, and you run into him.
Yep.
Okay. Welcome. Oh, we've been looking for you. Duke, do you see these lights?
I have not.
Okay. Do you have a mask on?
Yeah.
Okay. They're going to check out. They're going to jump some guy. I don't know what's going on. Look, you want to come with me and check out these lights?
Certainly.
Let's go.
Roll perception. Him.
Just me.
19.
Just him. You notice he has a new amulet he wasn't wearing before.
New amulet?
Indeed.
Oh, okay. Where'd you get it?
I cannot say.
Oh. All right, man, that's cool. I got a bunch of meat and vegetables over here. I'm not going to tell you where I got them. All right, we got to check out this light.
Okay.
All right, good. So you start to make your way to where you think it was.
Okay.
In this building. And you eventually come to a locked door.
We can't go past the locked doors. Officially. Volcom, you know how to open locked doors?
I do not.
Do you want to go into this place with me?
I am somewhat curious.
Yeah, me too. I know masonry. Does that kind of work into lockpick skills?
So it would be a dexterity check.
Okay.
Most likely a sleight of hand.
18.
Okay. So you are, you have disadvantage
because
you don't have the skill.
Yeah.
So you have to roll twice and take the lower.
6.
Yeah, you were trying to pick it, but to no avail. This is a complex lock. It's not like one on a lecture hall or something like that.
Are there any, do I look around and see any windows I can look in? I mean, I saw light, mm-hmm. So where did I see that light emit from?
Yeah, from the courtyard.
Courtyard.
So there's a window facing it.
Okay. The outside windows.
We'll go and try to look through the window.
Okay.
Hopefully I'm not too short.
Sure. You look into the window and it appears to be an empty room. There's no furnishings, no shelves, nothing.
Where did the light come from? Well, that was weird.
You can open the window and enter.
Okay, that really complex lock.
left the window unlocked. All right, let's do that.
Okay, you do so.
I do so.
You climb inside.
I climb inside.
Roll perception.
I roll perception. 6. You're coming out. You're going out.
Put him in jail.
You can too, Volcom, if you're there.
Okay, yeah.
P.
14.
You see that there, like, the floor isn't flush. There's like an area that has a very dim light that you can see. Looks like a trap door.
I get closer, but slowly this time, because we're not supposed to be here, right? It's like a trap door.
Looking closer, now that you know where to look, you can see it's almost invisible, but among the wood is actually a handle that comes out.
Okay.
That you could then lift said door.
I look around for maybe a sturdy stick that I could lift the handle with, just to be a little further away from, and creep it up ever slowly and look in.
So it's heavy.
It's heavy.
It takes a pull to open it.
All right. I'll rage.
You do so. There are stairs going down.
Okay.
And at the end of the stairs is a metal door.
It
appears to have no handle, no lock, but it is covered in runes that you do not understand.
Okay, I do not understand these.
It's made of black metal with white runes.
Volcom, do you understand these runes?
Arcana.
Critical failure.
They are beyond you. You're getting a headache just looking at it.
Where me and Alora at?
You're in the library.
Well, damn. We'll get to you.
God damn.
All right.
I want these guys to be exciting shit.
You could have went with them.
You choose to go with Alora.
I saw the light.
He saw a flash of light and
I went with
Eric. And you chose
they would have made
chasing
go with Aaron.
A mysterious light versus chasing some mysterious person.
All right. Well, I can't read any of this. I wish we could get in this door. I'm so curious.
I always come back later.
Seems beyond both of us to work.
All right, well, let's keep this fresh in our minds and maybe check it out again.
And also, under our hats.
Okay, back to the library.
Okay.
Are you, like, going all out, Casino Royale parkour style to catch this guy? Or are you, like, trying to be quiet?
I'm not trying to be quiet, but I was trying to, like, scurry along. Like, I remember him. There should be no problem with him seeing me. I'm not, like, I'm trying to sneak up and...
Damn. Sure, but are you like... Are you in like a panicked run to try and catch him? Or is it...
Not panicked.
Okay.
But I'm definitely hustling.
Okay.
Dude,
so
don't panic.
I'm...
Just causes more panic.
Skillfully parkour.
It's like Usain Bolt.
Okay.
Perfectly running.
Well, skillfully, you're going to have to roll for it, probably. Like, you're jumping like down the stairs.
I'm just taking my background.
Yeah, so you... run. You like are able to leap over barristers and go down some stairs, things like that. You eventually go to the ground floor.
Okay.
And you're looking around and you don't see anyone. The librarian's invisible, so you wouldn't see him anyway. Roll perception. Or what's the other one? Investigation? Investigation is probably better.
Yes, there is an investigation, but that takes intelligence.
Isn't that good for you?
No, I don't have the best of intelligence.
He's wise. Dumb as a bag of rocks.
Here we go.
Or a bag of frogs.
16.
No.
Okay.
What'd you get?
7.
So, Elor, you at first don't see anything out of place, but you notice that a door is ajar, that every other time you've been in here has been shut.
I guess I creep towards a door and like listen to see if I... hear anything, if there's like a struggle or anything going on inside, or
you don't hear anything.
I guess I should make sure that everything's okay. I gesture to Thane.
Look, this door is ajar. I look at you and I just point at it and go,
Alright. I slowly push it open, peering inside.
Okay, you do so. There's a short hallway that then ends in like a metal gate that looks like it. Normally has a chain and like a padlock on it that has been opened. And beyond that are stairs leading down.
Hmm. This seems odd. Should we continue down? I don't want to lose points for Gryffindor. I'll venture forward.
Okay.
Okay.
You do so. You start to go down the stairs. You go into another section of the library. There are a lot of different books and things. Some of these books are chained. Some of them aren't. But they all look impossibly old.
Hmm.
And you do not recognize if you can read the title of any of them. Most of which you cannot. Roll perception. The room is lit. There are several like stones placed here and about that are lighting the room in dim light.
13,
20. Okay. With a 20, you see someone in the corner who appears to be looking for something, a book. It is clearly Adlin.
Are they, like, frantically looking or anything, or just...
No.
Taking their time and looking around, and... I expect to find them in some kind of, like, weird kind of setting, so I...
I just walk up. I'm not expecting any problems with him, so...
Okay.
I walk up and, like, Adlin!
Roll insight. You too.
2.
Not very insightful.
3, 4, 5.
4.
Okay. He turns startled. He looks at both of you. It looks at you.
Adlin.
Elor?
Yes. How are you doing here?
How can it be? What are you doing here?
I've journeyed here to learn.
Yes. I'm so glad you're still alive. It's so good to see you.
It's long years in the woods.
Yes, I imagine.
The fucking woods, man.
How is the tribe?
Ask about a squirrel.
He has a grim look on his face. It wasn't you.
That's what I've been told.
It continued even after you were gone. It got worse. It affected the entire tribe.
Who's left?
Well, we found... this doctor, this wizard, and he was able to put everyone in stasis.
Mm.
And I'm out looking for a cure.
Is that what you're doing in here?
Yes.
Do you have any leads on what the curse is?
I've been searching for some time now. It must be years. It's difficult to say. We know it has something to do with the forest. There was some creature. At this point, I'm starting to think it was some sort of devil.
Nothing that I remember. Why don't you sound like me?
Who's this?
He's a student here. This is Thane. Thane, this
Who
is Adlin.
Who is this now? He is Jamaican accent.
How are you doing today? So what's your name?
Adlin.
Adlin?
Adlin.
How about Laddie? Is it a boy or a girl?
It's a boy.
Okay.
Adlin.
Adlin.
Okay.
Roll gender check.
Do you trust him?
Can't say no in your presence.
He seems okay.
Well, perhaps we could catch up on our own.
Yes, definitely. How long have you been at the school?
He sort of looks at him and...
I'm gonna go walk over here, gentlemen. All right?
All right. If you want, you can go check on Torque.
Really? Thanks!
And make sure that
I,
they're
I go,
okay.
I smile, and then I give this... and I go, and I walk away. Running to where Torque is now. Okque?
Are you gonna leave and go to Torque?
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
But I wanna hear this from the story.
Everyone leave.
No! No!
I'm not exactly a member of this school.
Hmm. All right. How are you to... Where do you live? Where are you staying?
I've lived...
How did you get here?
I've lived nowhere. I've been on constant movement looking for information as to the curse. I've been to libraries all around the world.
Why weren't you put into stasis?
I wasn't affected.
Hmm.
Have you found any leads besides a devil in the forest?
Yes. There's a particular tome that I'm looking for.
What kind of tome?
It's called the Red Book, but it's... he says a word that means the Red Book, but it's an infernal.
Mm. What does that one word mean?
Red Book.
Ah.
That's what the doctor told me to find.
Where did you find this man? This wizard, this doctor?
Well, once you left and it kept happening, we started looking for answers. There was a wizard that was traveling through the forest who seemed to have some idea of what was going on. He said he'd seen it before.
No one came to find me?
We couldn't.
Woods, man.
I'm sure we can find a solution. Do you have any leads on where this tome could be?
Here. Is that,
are you sure it's here?
I believe so, yes. Apparently, this school gives some sort of mark to its students.
Yes, I've heard.
Whatever that ritual is in this book.
Hmm. So if I get the mark, I should find the book.
I don't know if we can wait that long.
Well, everyone's in stasis, right?
For now. But who knows? I haven't talked to him in a month. It's difficult to get word to him.
Well, I will help you look for the book. Should I find any information, how should I get a hold of you?
No one must know I'm here.
All right. He looks back at where Thane used to be.
I'm like around the corner. No, I'm just kidding. You know what? I should have tried to persuade you to let me stay. I wasn't thinking about it. I forgot I can do that.
If you need of me, I'm... staying out. He gives you sort of a direction of like a cave.
Okay.
That's a little while away from the school, like 3 hours walk. Says he's staying in there.
So hopefully he's on the Gladys cave.
I'll try to find out what I can. You better hurry and not get caught.
Thank you. Here. It's good seeing you.
You too, my friend.
All right. I guess I'll journey out and
journey.
Is Adam leaving as well, or
yeah,
looking around stuff? Okay.
So as he is traveling out,
mm-hmm.
You see he has like a great swiftness to his step that you never remember before.
Okay.
At least he leveled up and you didn't.
Maybe. Can I do a perception of this, how he has his swiftness or anything, or how he's moving, or can I perceive anything about that?
Well,
like, do I sense that it's magical?
If you think it's magical, you can try arcane. You can try perception. Religion.
Natural ability, maybe, if it's a nature-y thing, maybe?
Yeah.
Does that work?
Sure.
If it's filled in, what does that mean?
That means you got your proficiency bonus added to it.
So it is added to it already? It says nature to me.
It should be an additional plus two, then.
It should be five?
Yep.
Okay. So, 15?
There's something enhancing his abilities. It's not natural.
Okay. Well, I don't ask him now. I'll wait.
Okay.
If I can search him for the king, maybe. We'll talk to him later.
Do you head back to the room?
I'll let him be. Well, I walk back out, and I notice... there's no Thane, there's no Tork, there's no Volcom, no one around. I walk slowly back to the room, I guess, looking around, making sure I don't miss him on the way.
Okay.
Aren't you aware that we split up, though, right?
I mean, I knew Tork wasn't there.
Okay.
Yeah, so you find them.
Yeah.
Heading back to the room.
Is there anything I can help you try to open?
He eventually comes back to the room. So
okay.
You're all back together in the room.
Well, found him.
Where was he?
I don't know. I didn't ask.
What?
Where were you?
In a passageway above the library.
Why?
Was returning from a meeting.
With who?
With one of the teachers.
Professor Shaw?
I mean... never mind. No. Can I see if he's lying? But
yeah, insight.
You do an insight check.
Well, yeah, but that would make him not trust me, right?
No. It's just what you perceive.
Your character doesn't roll a die on the ground to see
well,
it.
Well, I know, but I thought there was like some kind of like...
I mean, we're playing
can...
these characters that are in the world, so I mean, if you want to roll
like
insight,
a spell or some shit,
you can roll. You can roll an insight to see
if
your
insight.
Character
okay.
notices anything. At,
you
the
know,
same,
one...
at the same time, Calvin can roll something too, and then whatever. Sometimes you might have like two characters rolling against each other.
Yeah.
Why can't I have gone and joined them and try to open that damn door?
You didn't know about it.
Yeah, they were. They left there already.
You didn't go with them.
That's character knowledge.
Only to one perception, too, right?
Insight.
Okay, so 13.
He's definitely not being completely truthful. You can't tell if he's lying altogether, but there is something not right with his story. And clearly he doesn't want to talk about it.
I'm going to do what I hate people do. I'm going to lie and wait.
Okay.
Talk, what happened?
Aaron.
You were right behind us, and then you were gone.
Well, I saw some light, and then I saw Vulcan, and he has a new amulet. And he's like, hey, look at this amulet. I'm like, that's pretty cool looking. And then we were trying to figure out the light. There was a door. I couldn't get in the door. They left the window open. I went in the window. I went down the passageway. There's another door. I couldn't read it. It had shit, stuff all over it. So we came back here.
All right.
It must be like, I don't know, guarding something very important with this door. But we were already in a place that we probably shouldn't have been. So I kind of just didn't want to hang around. Came back here. And we've been sitting silently waiting for you. Let's see.
What?
I'm just kidding. What?
So he has a cool amulet?
Yeah.
Wait, what's the amulet?
I present it.
Oh, that's cool.
It's cool, isn't it?
There's a red... So it's circular.
Yeah.
There's a red band on the outside. And it looks... It's some sort of gem. But it looks as if there's like a storm going in it. Mm. And inside of that circle is like a black stone. But as you sort of look at it from different directions, it looks like a portal that's out in space surrounded by stars.
Can I do a check on it?
If he lets you.
Can I examine your amulet?
So that needs permission. Okay.
I
mean, he'll have to touch it.
I have to like actually look at it. So if I go to look at it and he's like, rah, and punches me or something, that doesn't work out, you know?
Yeah. It is best that you do not.
Okay. All right.
Well, that's not fishy.
Well, it's very cool. As Torque has said. Cool?
Cool.
Da 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 da. It's the one and only Deagle Double G.
Snoop Dogg! Snoop Dogg!
Ultimately, we didn't find anything except for Volcom and his new amulet, so what'd you guys find?
I saw a friend I hadn't seen in a long time.
From your village?
Yes, from my tribe.
Oh, I thought you had been exiled.
I had been, yes.
But you still had friends there?
I grew up with my friend before I was exiled.
Oh.
Where the hell was he when you got exiled?
I wasn't exiled as a baby.
Back.
Yeah.
Exile me.
Yeah.
It's like
okay.
Ico.
Well, that's great. He attends the school here?
Apparently not.
Huh?
He was around here, but he doesn't attend the school.
Is he like sneaking?
Is he an instructor?
No, he doesn't seem to be.
Is there anything we can do to help your friend? Or help you?
I'm not sure just yet.
Okay.
So.
If you were exiled, does that not sever the friendship with you and your friend?
I said, where the hell was he when you were exiled? Well, I was over here.
Apparently, they were busy with the tribe and the curse. So,
does he have information about what happened?
The curse is still ongoing, even after I left. So, it definitely was not me.
Why is he here?
Why haven't you
tried to solve the curse? I guess.
Why hasn't your exilism been invoked, revoked?
Should have asked that. If I can go back, I can go back now.
There's no village to go back to.
Well, that was a hell of a thing for you to see.
Very convenient.
Come on.
Is there anything we can do to help? Let us know.
Thank you. Appreciate it. You as well.
Thank you, characters. Animated, go.
I would say look out for some friends of mine from back in the mine, but I don't think there's any left.
Jeez. All right.
You say that as you drink.
All right.
Stab yourself with a pencil again.
Eat a berry. We need those! It's become like a thing.
Yeah.
It's like pain and pleasure mixed together.
All right. Well,
pencil.
You all go to sleep full of questions. You wake up the next day. The next day is largely uneventful. So if there's nothing else that you want to do, we can skip straight to the forest.
Is there an armory here that we could use? Like, do we get to use school equipment? Is it better than our equipment?
Like, is there more weapons or better weapons we could find?
You can definitely ask.
I would love to do that.
Okay.
Who would I go ask?
So there is a barracks.
Okay.
You don't see anyone tending it. Mm-hmm. It appears to just be open.
Yeah.
But there's like a pedestal and there's an open book. And it seems to have a list of like names.
It's like a check-in, check-out book.
Okay.
I like that.
Yeah, I would like to maybe compare items that are there to like my axe I already have.
Okay.
Just to see if... So, what is that, perception?
Perception? No, you can just look.
Just look.
Pick things up, heft them around.
Yeah.
So what kind of axe is it?
I have a warhammer and I have a hand axe.
Okay.
So, like, my warhammer is, you know, plus 5 attack bonus, 1d8, plus 5 B.
Bashing.
You
look around and find it's equal but no better.
Okay. Okay, what else? Do I look around? What other kind of weapons are there?
So there's also things like shields, but
yeah.
there's lots of things you wouldn't necessarily think of maybe a weapon, like nets, whips, but also blades of various types, cudgels, things made of different materials. So some of the shields are like wood, metal, bones. You find weapons made of bones, weapons made of stone, weapons made of metal.
Okay. I do not currently... No, I do have a shield. Never mind. I was going to say, like, I think I need to get a shield to take with me, but I think I have a shield.
So.
As do I.
Can I go there with him?
Sure.
I look around. I see nothing of interest.
I would like to take a few...
their arrows.
Things like that.
I forget what they're called. I think they're called... bolos,
mm-hmm.
but they're basically two stones on the ends of a like a leather thong.
Yeah, you throw
so
it.
You throw it and tangle up legs.
Yep.
I'd like to get a couple of those and some nets for our journey.
Okay. You take two of each. As you pick them up, the book begins to glow, and you see Volcom, two nets, two bolos.
Excellent.
I walk over and I take a bolo from Volcom.
It says, Elor, bolo.
Volcom,
one bolo.
Interesting. Hand it back to Volcom. All
right, fine. Keep crosses out the Elor, crosses out the one.
Mine take
with
one,
the two
one
again.
I guess. But...
No, I don't. I just figured they'd be handy for the creatures that we're going to have to track down and stuff.
I was just curious on what was going to happen.
Yeah.
Gonna...
I was like, then you throw it away in the gutter somewhere and I'm out of bolo.
Torque sees all this happening, gets curious, picks up an arrow, snaps it in half, puts it down, and takes the other, and looks over at the book to see what happens.
You see Torque, half penny.
Puts the other half down, leaves.
you broke the arrow. I guess now you have a dart.
I don't think I need anything else for today. For like, journeying it out.
So.
Yeah. Shane, do you want to look around in the weapons room?
I'm kind of happy with what I have. Maybe I can look around. Now, I have a hand crossbow, but we've never really kept track of arrows.
You need bolts for a hand crossbow.
Okay.
I think you start with like 15.
I don't remember if I used any last time, honestly.
Say
we did.
I think
if you did, we'll
they
say
were
you
the,
recovered them.
Okay. They were in the other place where like things weren't real and stuff.
True, but his bolts were still real.
Okay. I'll just go pick them up. Okay, I'll go in there, try to find some bolts. Looking around.
Okay.
I see a bunch of arrows, I'm looking for bolts. I see 50 bolts.
You see a lot
of
bolts.
I was waiting to take the lead.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, you can take 30 of them. Like
okay.
Any more would be cumbersome
okay.
to carry.
Okay.
And
right now I have
an amount of bolts.
I'll take them all.
Right now I have a great sword.
Is there any armor in this armory?
Yes.
I don't have any armor.
You have any armor?
I don't think so. I have an armor class of 13, but I don't think I have armor.
I have chainmail.
Yeah, so...
You have leather armor. It's the same as me, Eric.
So you can only wear light armor. Well, a barbarian gets unarmored defense. So if he's not wearing armor, he gets 10 plus dex mod plus con mod.
Okay, I'm not
you
wearing
see,
any armor.
Yeah, so I think that's why
okay.
you're at what you're at. You can also wear a shield and still gain this benefit.
Okay.
But if you want, you can instead get some light armor or medium armor.
So you get dex and con mod because you're not wearing armor.
Yeah. So you would lose those bonuses if you put light or medium armor on, but you would gain the armor's bonus instead.
Okay. Because my dexterity is, my modifier is minus one.
And your con?
Plus two.
So you're getting a plus one.
Okay.
So might actually be more beneficial to have armor.
Yeah. Because the armor should give you four, right? Three or four.
Well, what's your AC right now?
13.
So the only thing that you could get that would be in here that you could wear would be scale mail, which is a 14 plus your dex modifier,
which is minus 1.
Okay. So you'd be at 13.
It would be 14. I don't think you'd take the minus.
Oh, you don't? So you'd be up 1 then.
But you would get disadvantages for stealth.
Maybe I won't worry about it then, because I have my rage too.
Despite what they said.
Okay. So, I was in there, I got 45 bolts, and a great sword. That's what I have currently.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have chainmail currently. So is there anything better?
There's nothing better than what you have. But if you want something different, like
anything different.
Esoteric, like a trident or something.
No, thank you.
Okay.
I walk out unsatisfied. Disappointed that we didn't pass any students in the hall.
Well, I mean, you can go and talk to students if you want.
They're probably busy studying.
Shit. Run into them or let them come to me. Unless I have something of value.
Like if you want to
like
talk to
Lunas.
Any students about if they've been in the forest, before.
Or anything. I mean, none of our
like
class.
Second year students?
Yeah, none of our class should, but maybe second years or something good. But I'm good, I think, personally.
Yep, me too.
Yeah, I just want to go to the forest.
Okay.
For the story.
I would like this opportunity to be a true test of our abilities. Not the test of another student's knowledge.
So we have one more day of rest and we're going the next day, right?
Yep.
Okay.
They're not dead yet. It might be next episode. You can find out right now or next week at patreon.com/blindwing for early access to get ahead of the curve and see what happens.